Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Mercer County Cross Country with sophomore Sophia Santiago. Ran over in Princeton over the weekend, 21 minutes, 7 seconds. Her time, a top 10 finish at a very competitive Princeton Invitational. The Eagles finished second as a team there as well. So first up, Sophia, tell us a little bit about your race Saturday. Pretty good time, 21:07. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was a very flat course, actually, and kind of confusing, actually, but it was good. I felt really good, very strong.
Well, so you run a flat course. Just tell us a little bit about kind of, is that the type of terrain you like to run in, or just tell us what suits your style the best?
I like a few inclines personally, but it's always nice to have a flat course.
Well, and this team on Saturday really put together a good race, finished second as a team, and I saw your teammate just looking at their times, Eden Mueller, 20:59, and ninth place finish overall. You were 21:07. Mia Ward, 21:39. Bailey Harden, 21:54. Ingrid Hayes, 21:54. So you're looking at a group that kind of all ran within a minute of one another. That's pretty kind of a pretty good pack. Is that kind of the style for the Golden Eagles, or can you just kind of explain what happened that day?
This year, it's going to be a lot of pack running, and previous years, not really. It's all been spread out, but yeah, I'm happy that I have a pack with me this year.
Yeah, and just as far as how you approach each race and kind of the split for you. So 21:07 on Saturday at Princeton, people would look at that and say, well, her pace is she's running 7-minute miles. Now, are you running that across the board, or can you talk a little bit about the differences of your splits?
Almost always my first mile is fast. Like, I go out fast. And then the second mile normally slows down. It's my slowest mile. And then my third mile is normally a little faster than my second, but not quite as fast as my first.
All right. So the question is then, how do you better mile two and mile three? And maybe that's something that's involved with practice. But I know that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So a little bit about cross-country practice then. I need to hear, you know, what's your favorite type of practice? Because I know you guys do a lot of different things on the cross-country team. Do you have a favorite thing you do at practice?
I personally like medium days and tempo runs and fartlek runs, and not so much track workouts or long days, but yeah.
All right, so you have to explain to our listening audience there, Sophia Santiago. We don't know. A lot of us don't know. You just were discussing, because people are going to say, did she say fartlek runs? So explain what that is.
A fartlek basically means you're going fast for a certain amount of time and slower for a certain amount of time. We like to do 5-minute sections. So you're going fast for 2 minutes, slower for 3 minutes, and you can do that 4 to 6 times.
All right. So a little bit about kind of cross country and what the sport means to you, and just in terms of the enjoyment you get out of running. And maybe a better question is kind of, what is your motivation in running? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
My motivation is that I believe running makes you a better person, just through the mental challenges that you have to go through. And that's what I like about it. And so, I just want to get better at that.
Yeah, so 21:07 was your time. You told me off the air, you know, you've done better than that. So what kind of are you, and you explain, you know, maybe my second mile and my third mile, I'd like to improve on that a little bit. Now what is your kind of primary focus here as the season progresses? I mean, are there certain goals or certain times or certain things you want to accomplish?
My personal goals is staying consistent with my times, so like splits and just total times in a race, and I'd like to do well in conference.
Well, and that's the one thing that last year as a freshman, it was kind of strange because there wasn't a lot going on in the fall last year, with the exception of cross country and golf. So you got kind of a regular freshman year in terms of cross country. Now, you didn't get a full postseason. You got, I think, a regional and a sectional, if you would advance that far, but a true state wasn't there. So what about, kind of getting that experience last year? How important did you think that was?
We had a lot of smaller meets, so it was a lot easier to, get into the rhythm of high school cross country moving in from junior high. So it was a lot easier than it should have been, but I'm so grateful we had a year, and
So and then I know, this Princeton invite you ran at Saturday, I think there were 10 teams, and you finished second.
Yeah.
As a team. Now, are there some other big invites that you've kind of marked on the schedule where it shows kind of you a good measuring stick individually, and then it kind of shows the team, too, where they stack up? Because that was a nice finish for Mercer County as a team this past Saturday.
Yeah.
What about some of the other events you're looking forward to on the schedule?
Bureau Valley is going to be a big one this coming Saturday. Definitely conference, regionals. Everything postseason, basically.
Yeah, and hopefully it's a long postseason for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. Now, the one thing I was bummed that I learned about you off the air, but don't take this personally, I know your older brother was a legend in Scholastic Bowl, and I asked you, how good are you in Scholastic Bowl? And you said, I don't participate in Scholastic Bowl. Come on! Oh, man! So you please tell Max hello. I know he's a great student down at the University of Illinois, and I know he had a tremendous Scholastic Bowl career at Mercer County High School. So give him our best, and Sophia Santiago will be rooting you on throughout the cross-country season. Keep it going.
I will. Thank you.
That's Sophia Santiago joining us on WRMJ.